This is Passport to Texas. Although waterfowl numbers are expected to be somewhat lower than last year, they're still near record when compared to the long-term average. The total number of ducks headed south looks promising.
Conditions on the coast this year are going to be better for the ducks. What's better for the ducks doesn't necessarily equate to better for duck hunters. When you have dry conditions, birds are concentrated. Now there's going to be good habitat conditions across the coast, so everybody's going to be sharing in the wealth this year.
Dave Morrison is Small Game Program Director at Texas Parks and Wildlife. He expects an above-average duck season with broader distribution of birds, despite a slight downturn in overall populations compared to last year. Having said that, the outlook for goose should be better.
I actually had the good fortune of going to the breeding grounds this summer and spent 2 weeks up there in Manitoba banding geese. And from what I saw, it looks like goose numbers are going to be better than last year. We saw quite a bit of young of the year in there, so production looks like it's going to be up. When production is up for geese, that means you got a bunch of young ones coming down that have not seen this game before. Makes them more available to the hunters. Hopefully our goose season may be a little bit better this year than last.
For complete waterfowl hunting information in Texas, get the Texas Outdoor Annual. Find it on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.